Can I ask a couple of questions? Do I understand correctly that these two options, the east side and the west side, both would resolve the capacity problem?
They would resolve the current capacity problems. Either would, yes.
Yeah.
And the future capacity problems for construction on the east side of the bypass, ultimate comprehensive plan development.
If we did the Tom's Creek sewer system, would there still have to be modifications on the east side?
Based on our modeling, there is one 36-foot long section of pipe that would need to be replaced on the east side, and otherwise the rest would not be necessary.
But are there any strategies for relieving the flow on the east side that don't involve replacing the existing sewer pipe?
Other than building the Tom's Creek sewer, the strategies would be redirecting the pump stations to something other than another sewer, a treatment facility at each pump station, which would require a treatment plant of some or a treatment facility of some type, each of which are land intensive relative to where those pump stations, there are seven pump stations, where they are sited in town. Now, it's theoretically possible that you could pipe them all together to some point west of the bypass, but they don't all flow by gravity to the same point until you're fairly far downstream on the Tom's Creek sewer. In essence, you'd be building the sewer to get to a point where all the pump stations flow to.
Yeah, I guess really you'd have to pump it into that site.
Or you'd have to pump from each site to that site.
Yeah.
And there are multiple tributaries that you'd be pumping across to.
When you're talking about upgrading the North Main and the Giles, does that remove the pipe that's there now and replace it with a bigger pipe? Is that the idea?
No, the idea is you actually have to build an adjacent pipe because the existing pipe has to remain in service because there's 20,000 people using it. So you would build a pipe in the road adjacent to where the existing is and then tie across all the connections as you came to that point. But the existing pipe would have to remain in service until the new pipe was complete, which is what adds to the complexity and cost.
So would you abandon that existing pipe then?
Ultimately, I don't know. We'd have to look at whether it's appropriate for some other use. Generally, you would. If it's appropriate for some other kind of conduit use, you might not. But generally, you would, so as to avoid confusion and incorrect ties. Somebody connecting a sewer lateral to a sewer that's no longer in service.
So, but that pipe is okay. I mean, from what I understood, that pipe is good for another 100 years.
Or? Yeah, the condition of the pipe is fine.
Just not large enough.
Do you see the North Main work is closing all four lanes or just two lanes?
Oh, I do not anticipate that we would close all four lanes of North Main.
Okay.
I do anticipate that we would close, depending on where the pipe is, probably two lanes.
Two lanes.
Two lanes.
And that would last for 2 years?
Yeah.
But not the
entire stretch for the entire 2 years, but I would expect that.
But for 2 years, it would be only two lanes.
Right.
In different locations.
Right. And at times it may be wider, at times it may be narrower, depending on where the work is and what's being done. And what the conflicts are.
The pump stations that really the matter of discussion as to how to handle those pump stations. How do they come into that North Main? Is there an identifiable line that from one pump station that comes in? So if you look and say, here's where this pump station is feeding into, then goes into the line that causes the problem.
Yeah, there are several. Each of those pump stations pumps over into a different point. Some of those branches then come together. Ultimately, they all come together. But all pump stations don't go into one unique pipe. They feed into, if you envision the veins of a leaf, they feed into multiple veins, and then some of those veins come together, and then ultimately they all come together. But on the North Main system, our modeling has indicated that, if you will, the vein down North Main, the vein of Childs, and the vein in University City Boulevard, and the vein that runs up through McBride Village are all, they're all affected. They all have pump stations tying into them, and they're all over capacity, or will be. Some are now. Some will be with the ultimate development of east of the bypass. This modeling did not, in future projections, the modeling did not assume any added flow west of the bypass. So we're just dealing with the by-right development east of the bypass.
Is it, are we finding the problems in some of those critical areas right now during a rain event? Is that when we really are?
That's when the peaks will happen. Mm-hmm. There, peaks will happen, you know, during reasonably projected times of the day, in the morning and before work and after work, and also during rain events, when you have the effects of inflow and infiltration, which is a normal part of a sewer system. That's when your peak will occur. Sewer design anticipates some percentage of flow added from inflow and infiltration.
What is our increase during a rain event?
I don't have that number off the top of my head, and it's different for different branches. Okay. But I can bring that information to you on the 3rd.
How are the pump stations? I'm trying to envision the pump stations. I did a little bit of talking and reading. It's this big sort of a catch basin, right, that's sitting there, and it reaches a certain point. The pump turns on. We use grinders and all these grinder pumps. The pump turns on, and then it comes flowing.
There's a wet well. Uh-huh. Flow comes into the wet well. When the wet well reaches a certain elevation, the pumps come on, pump it down. Some pump stations have pumps in series. Some have, you may have one and then a second pump parallel will come on depending on the flow. But the output of the pump station has a peak. So it is not as affected by inflow and infiltration. The pumps will not pump more flow. They'll pump a longer period with inflow and infiltration. The pumps have a maximum peak output.
Is that, they don't run constantly though, the pumps that come on?
No, if they're running constantly, they're probably breaking down. Yeah. So they're designed not to run constantly.
Have we looked at synchronizing those pumps so they don't all, like during a rain event, come on at the same time and to hold some back? And
it's constrained by the wet well. There's a limited amount of storage in the wet well, and it's hours, it's not days. So you can't really sequence the pumping of the pumps after a peak goes through the sewer system without some major wet well expansion at each of the pump stations. And what happens when you have sewage in the wet well for an extended period of time, it goes septic and you start getting odor issues. And there are regulations that govern all of that and that design.
Adele, you mentioned in this, the North Main Trunk 3, the Toms Creek Sewer Modified. It's my saying you will do away with the third phase.
Right.
And that you also see the STG West Modified may reduce the size and cost. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Right. The STEG or STEP sewer system, which is in place in the village of Toms Creek and is part of the working group's recommendations, basically reduce the flow from each new house because you go to a tank, septic tank, and then the solids stay in the tank and then the liquids come out of the tank and into the sewer system. So there is a reduced flow for that if the decision was made to use that system in all new development west of the bypass. It could potentially reduce the size of the sewer pipe that needs to be in place in Toms Creek. It's really not an option for east of the bypass because those tanks need to be fairly close to the homes or the generation of the sanitary flow.
But if the stagger step system was required, mm-hmm. that's liquid under pressure, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So you can put those pipes anywhere?
If it's step, it is under pressure from the tank. That's a pump in each individual tank. That's a fairly costly option. It's much more cost effective to have STEG, which is gravity flow from tank, and then where you need a pump, have consolidated pump stations. They're simpler and less expensive pump stations in a STEG system because you're not pumping solids. You don't have the grinder pump and the maintenance issues.
That'd be true for step two, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm, but the pump is actually in the tank and you have alarms and monitoring at each tank. Right. It's the complexity of the step, which does give you the maximum flexibility for where you place the pipes, is that you potentially have a pump at each tank that is a maintenance and a reliability and an alarm system issue. Ideally, you would lay out a STEG system tank by gravity and avoid pumps to the greatest extent possible, but where you need pumps, put in a simplified pump, which does give you still a little more added flexibility than a straight gravity sewer system.
So you could design like a STEG system in a development that went to a pump, and
yes,
then that pumped it all out.
Exactly, and that's essentially what we have in...
That's what I was thinking, that's the way it is.
Phase two of the Toms Creek Village.
Now,
parts of phase one.
Now, I want to make sure I understand this. That is the type of system that has pressure in it. So it once it's pressurized, it doesn't necessarily have to go or follow the least possible fall or whatever.
Right.
That
when it's pressure, it can go uphill.
Yeah.
When it's pressurized,
right,
it can go uphill.
So that's a system that could go in a road, for example, as opposed to across the land.
Right. Parts of it can go in the road. You still have to get it. You still have to get it from the house to the tank.
Sure.
From the tank to the line, and then from the line to its ultimate point. So wherever you're not going by, wherever you depart from downhill, where you would install a pump, and then you would not be constrained by gravity.
And those, the so far is the system at the village working fairly well?
Mm-hmm. The issues have been related to false alarms in the areas where we have pumps at every house.
Are we monitoring those?
Yes.
Is that a centralized monitoring or individual monitors?
It feeds to a central alarm system. There's alarms at each site that go to our personnel.
I would like to, these are very good questions, but I would like to suggest that council commit these to paper. It could just be ballpoint pen, and give those to Adele a week from today, which was what she had up on the screen there. In other words, she'll collect council's questions on June 3rd, I think it is.
Could I just briefly?
Yes.
Mention something. Several years ago, when North Main Street was widened, it had a severe adverse effect on several of those businesses along that street. I'm assuming we'll take this into consideration in considering this avenue.
I think it's certainly an issue.
Mm-hmm.
An issue, and we talked about the number of lanes that would be closed. I think the other thing to anticipate is the importance of maintaining access to each of those businesses, which will be more difficult in some areas than others.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.